The new Hanover County school system is facing at least two lawsuits and multiple questions about an alleged failure over decades to protect children from sexual predators. When he took the post as interim superintendent in February, Dr. Del Burns understood his top priority as the development of more effective protocols for complaints and misconduct. Here's what he had to say about change. If a child, for instance, felt uncomfortable around a particular teacher, you know, there's a power dynamic there. What can the child do?
There are several things that a student could do. They could go into, they or their parent could go into Ethics 360 and file a complaint. That will follow the process where it starts with the Title IX director reviewing and then assigning. And in the case, if it involves an adult in the building, an employee, then it would be passed to Human Resources. And if it's Title IX related, then Human Resources personnel would consult with Jarrell Lewis, the Title IX director, to make sure that Title IX requirements are being addressed. And any issues there are, if they're present, then they're going to be part of the resolution. If it's not Title IX related, then HR will conduct the review. And part of what we're looking at is adding some personnel. An investigator will be employed in the coming weeks in HR, and also an investigator will be hired in Title IX over the summer to support the review process.
Okay, and what if, as a student, I'm concerned about reprisals? Let's say I make a complaint and I do it anonymously, but I'm still concerned somebody might find out that I'm the one that made the complaint.
That's always a concern. And addressing that through the training for administrators and for others to indicate that retaliation in any form or fashion will not be tolerated, that employees have to understand their role. And for students, it is a very difficult thing to make a report, especially when it involves someone who is an employee that they feel might have authority over them or might actually have authority over them. That's part of the culture shift that needs to occur, and the training will help support that. And going forward, that would be really important to maintain that position that retaliation is absolutely not accepted under any circumstance.
What kinds of training around changing the culture, not just the protocols that you're putting in place and the new processes, but just actual kind of changing the way people think about this? Where is that happening?
It starts with the structure that's put in place, and we have started that. There's still some things that need to be reviewed after the processes are working for a while, but structure helps define that. The training being ongoing is very necessary. There'll need to be at some point in the future. I have suggested in probably 6 or 7 months to review the structure and the processes, again, to be sure that they're as they need to be going forward. It takes time to change culture. I do have a strong sense that in this particular case in New Hanover County Schools, there's a desire for things to be different, a very strong desire.
If you could articulate the biggest cultural shift in this, how would you characterize it?
It's not just in New Hanover County Schools, it's nationwide. The Me Too movement has raised awareness, and I think that's a very good thing.